start your day the two way, Rabbi Shlomo Zhilovsky.
Very good morning, and very good Erev Shabbos. By way of introduction, Pasuk Perek Mentes, Pasuk Yud Dalet. Yisachar Chamor Gorem Roi Beitz Bein HaMishpasoyim. Yisachar is compared to a donkey. Roivets, who's crouching, bein hamishpasoyim, v'yar menucha kitoi v'sa'aretz kino'imo. And the Zohar Kodesh on this pasuk asks, why we're comparing a chamor, Yisachar, the Ben Torah, to a chamor? Doesn't sound most complimentary. Maybe a sus, maybe one or two other animals. And I saw Gevaldig Pshat from Agon Tzvi Markovich Shlita, where he says, after a day's work, there's a very pointed difference between a horse coming home and a donkey coming home. The donkey comes home, he's schlepped hard, he's got his peklach still on his back, and all he needs to do is collapse in the corner of the barn with his load on him and fall into a deep sleep. The horse, on the contrary, is very different. The horse stamps his feet impatiently until you actually unharness it, take off the wagon, take off the loads, take off the chariot, and then it runs. And then it runs, gallops all over the field, all over the place. And that's how the horse lets off steam. Yisachar refers to the Yid, the Ben Torah. And we're talking about Roivis Bein HaMishpasoyim Vayar Menucha Kitoiv. We're talking about, very often, in Beis HaMedrash, during term times, during work times, one can't always tell the difference between who's who. Who's for real and who's just walking the walk and talking the talk. And when it comes to a break time, then you see the difference. Who wants to be like the sus? Just throw off all yoke. Zmani tefillah don't matter. Zmani Torah don't matter. Just belt loose. Break out. And who wants to be like the chamor? In other words, there isn't time and place for breaking routine. There isn't time and place for rest every so often. But it has to be like the chamor, with the oil, with the shibud. Maybe different routine, maybe different timings, maybe learning different things, but in routine. Like the chamor, not throwing it off, not throwing off the oil like the sus. And of course, coming together on a bank holiday morning, this is what this vort, why this vort occurred to me. It's very, very choshev azach. When you can come together, and first thing in the morning, maybe a different timing, but the day starts with Torah, and which is, of course, as we've explained, the semel of the chamor. If there is more to say on this, but maybe we'll come back. If we turn back to the beginning of the parasha, try and keep a little bit of order. We turn back to the beginning of the parasha. Lomo parasha zu stuma, says Rashi. Why is this parasha closed? There's no gap between parashas Vayigash and parashas Vayechi. Lefi shekiven shenifta Yaakov Avinu, when Yaakov Avinu was nifta, nistimu einem velibam shel Yisrael mitzoras hashibud, their hearts were filled, were sealed, closed. Dova ache, Yaakov Avinu want to be megale zaket. So normally we learn this pshat in this Rashi. Rashi, this is like a siman in the Torah. When we see a gap closed in the Torah, then this tells us, and this shows us, that it's to teach us that what happened then. But there's a deeper vot, a deeper taich over here. In Shurei Das, from Rashiva, in Tel, Zechet Tzadik Livroche. Rashi says, from Chazal, Loma Parsha Zu Stuma Lefi, because. In other words, the Ovois and the B'nai Ovois at that time were creating the script, Kaveyachil. They were creating the Torah, their behavior. When we see a closed parasha over here, this means this happened because lafi, because nistimu einein velibon. This is not just something over here to be a siman to us that we should learn a lesson which happened. This sealing up of this gap happened because nistimu einein velibon. Then they created the closure of this gap. It's well known, the Medrash, the end of Keheles, Seif Dova HaKil Nishmo, it's Elikim Yiroh, Kizek Kola Odom. The Medrash tells us over there that after 120 years, a person is shown all his actions, everything he said, everything he thought. So anybody making faces behind me now will be shown that after 120 years that he was making faces behind my back, even if I was oblivious at the time. So some people think, possibly this is how we're told as children, that we get sat down there after 120 years and we get shown a video playback of everything which happened. In fact, I know a Yid, very, very Tamimistic Yid. Mashulach came to him. This is a pre-Corona story. It's a real story, but a pre-Corona story for those who remember such a tkufa. And Mashulach came from a Moisid, and instead of coming with a whole pack under his arm of info, he did it the modern way with an iPad. And as he came in, and he switches it on, and he wants to show this Yid what's going on. And the fella said to him, okay, switch it off. He says, yeah, I'd just like to show you about our Moisid. Okay, switch it off. So he says, I don't watch videos. So he said, yeah, but it's not even filtered, it's only got about... He says, I don't watch videos. He says, what do you mean you don't? He says, when I get upstairs after Shemaim, and they're going to show me a video playback of my life, I want to be able to tell them I don't watch videos. And then I have a zero tolerance policy on this principle. It's a real story. I know he who it was, and it's very sweet. But I've got news for him, that it's not quite as simplistic as that. If we picture a father comes home after a hard day's work and his son comes excitedly to greet him and he tells him, yeah, what have you been doing? Takes him into the dining room and he shows him this elaborate Lego model, this complex airport, again, a pre-corona scenario, and this airport that he's been busy making, and there's terminals and aeroplanes and runways, and the father stands and admires this phenomenal construction. And you look here and you can see what the child did, how many hours of work have gone in and everything he's done. In other words, it's not just we sit there after 120 years and watch a video playback of our life. Reb Chaim Volozhin explains, everything we do, correctly or chas v'shalom incorrectly, or say or think, is creating olamos. And what it means after 120 years, as much as over here, the Tels Rashiva tells us the parasha is stuma because their hearts were sealed from the Tzoras HaShibud that created a closure over here. We are creating binyonim and chas v'shalom demolishing. Person might be shown not just a building site, a demolished building site, might be shown a big crater in the ground where big buildings once stood, and with his Diburim Roim or Chas V'Shalom, whatever it was, he actually destroyed. But we are building, we are constructing. This is what I mean, this is Olam HaMaaseh, means we are building our Olam Haba, our future. And the more he bears this in the forefront of his mind, the better off he is, because he's aware of the impact of everything which he is doing. The Sifsei Chachomim's kasha over here is, what does it mean, shehizchilu leshabdom? They started to be meshabed them. They didn't. The shibud didn't start straight away. didn't start till afterwards. So what does this mean? Hischilu l'shabdom, and the Sifsechom has a pshat. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, has an interesting ha'ara over here to explain the Rashi. It says, Yaakov Avinu, on his way down to Mitzrayim, was afraid. How do we know he was afraid? The Pasuk doesn't say he was afraid. The Pasuk tells us that the Ribbono Shel Olam came to him into a dream and told him, Al tira. So if the Ribbono Shel Olam told him, don't be afraid, that means he was afraid. Yaakov Avinu understood that he was stepping into Golus. Golus is happening. And when a person is aware that they're a Golus Yid, they get Siyata Dishmaya. The Ribbono Shel Olam comes to the rescue and the Ribbono Shel Olam says, don't be afraid, I'll stand by you in the Golus. The Bnei Yaakov, Zotri Moshe, adapted much quicker. It's the younger generation. They adapted much quicker. They found their feet. They established themselves. And the younger generation was not a Golus generation. They were already comfortable in their surroundings. When Yaakov Avinu was Nifta, a new reality hit them. They needed permission to leave. Oh, we're not free anymore. This is the impact of this. Doesn't Taras HaShibud, says Reb Moshe, doesn't mean they had to start working. It was an awareness that they were golosin. Rashi says that Yaakov Avinu called Yosef because he was the one who was beyoday to do it. The others couldn't come and go when they wanted. This reality hit them. And this is what Rashi means, the Taras HaShibud. And Reb Moshe is telling us that the way to attain Siyata Dishmaya is to be aware that we are not the Balabatim here, that we are Golosin. And we need reminding. If we don't remind ourselves, the Ribbono Shel Olam has to send the Goyim to remind us. But it's most profitable for a Yid to constantly be aware that we are Golosin. Yaakov Avinu called Yosef. And the Pasuk says, Vayishtachu Perek Mem Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vayishtachu Yisrael al Reish HaMito. So Rashi tells us, Mikan Omru Shehashchina Lamalo Meirosh Yosef Shel Chayla, that the Shechina is above the head of a Chayla. And the Emes, this is a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yud Beis Omid Beis, where the Gemara says that normally we have to daven in Lashon HaKodesh, and the Gemara Sakasha, so the Gemara says no, because the Malachim do only understand Lashon HaKodesh, and we need assistance to take our tefillahs upwards. So the Gemara asks Sakasha, and the Gemara says no, in front of the Chayla, you're allowed to daven in Aramaic, because the Shechina is the Malam Ereshesof Shel Chayla, so one doesn't need the Malachim's intervention, one can daven even in Aramaic, and there's a vote of the Belzerov at the beginning of the Haggadah, that's why Holach Ma'anira is in Aramaic, because we want to start off the Seder, the Leila Seder, which is just a night of Gilu Shechina, that we want to express that our awareness of the Gilu Shechina by starting in Aramaic, to show we do not need the intervention. There's a Meridike or I saw in the name of Reb Shlomo Volber, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha. I must admit, I've looked in Alei Shur and I've not managed to pinpoint it. It could be in one of his ksavim. But Ro'im Advarim Lemisha Omram. And Reb Shlomo Volber adds an amkus over here, which is also very beneficial for us to be aware of. Why is the Shechina particularly Lamalo Mereshesov Shel Chayla? Because the Ribbono Shel Olam is coming to make him ill. So what about somebody who's making a simcha? What about somebody who the Ribbono Shel Olam is doing something else to him? What about, why dafka lamala mireshesof shel chayla? And Reb Shlomo Volber says, because the Gemara there, and over here we're talking about Yaakov Avinu, is talking about a chayla who's mutar lamishkof, he's in bed. And it's human nature that when our faculties start failing us, that we feel vulnerable. We're not in control of ourselves anymore. I want to get out of bed, the head hurts, the legs don't move so fast, the arms, not feeling good. That makes a person vulnerable. And with vulnerability comes anova, comes hachno. Person's gaiva, self-dependence, has gone. And ulanovim yitein chainzot, the posukim mishli, which is mavur in the sforim, means in the eyes of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam detests bali gaiva. The Ribbono Shel Olam loves anova. When the choile, who is unfortunately suffering, but because of his suffering leads to a midah of anova, that brings a gilui shechina to the extent that somebody in his presence can even daven directly, doesn't need malochim. And I saw there's a shred in the Ein Tegel Sforim, they talk about, can a person daven for something else as well, which is not only l'tzarech ha'choyle, it's a presence of the gilui shechina. It's a tremendous limud, it's a tremendous zach. The malach actually came to heal him. But the Shekhinah was there to help the Malach heal him. But this wasn't, the Malach Rafal wasn't there to take Avraham's tefillahs upstairs. The Gemara says that the Yid then can then daven directly. This midah of Anova we also find a bit later on in Pasuk Yudalid. Perek Mem Ches Pasuk Yudalid for the mathematicians amongst us. The Pasuk tells us, Yaakov Avinu put his hands al Rosh Ephraim, v'hu hatso'i. Says the Bala Turim, the Hu Hatsoi, Begematria, Hu Hiktin Atzmoi. If you work it out, it's actually one out. One's 393, one's 392. We know in Gematria's Imakoidol, Hu Hiktin Atzmoi. Ephraim doesn't mean he was mucked in himself. We know the only midah the Torah tells us in Furish about Moshe Rabbeinu was he was an on of Mikol Adam. We know that in Tzfas at the time of the Beis Yosef there were three Talmidei Chachomim who were on equal standing to write, to have the schus of writing the Shulchan Aruch, and the Beis Yosef was chosen because of his midah of Anova. This is a tremendous midah, but particularly when we learn that why do we have to wait till a person themselves become ill to attain anova? If the Ribbono Shel Olam puts us in a matzav where nobody has to look very far to come across people who are suffering and people who are ill, this lets learn the lesson. And if we capture this midah of anova by the Ribbono Shel Olam making them ill, well, then we can attain tremendous levels of Gilui Shechina and tremendous Siyata Dishmai. At the end of the day, this is the message the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to talk to us. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, enough of Koichi Veitzim Yodi, enough of me. I was particularly disturbed yesterday when I met somebody who said to me, talking about the new announcements from Downing Street, and he says to me, you know, it's time to get rid of this Prime Minister. I said, do you know, I'm surprised. If anybody talks, I want to know what the Prime Minister says. He said, why? I said, because the Pasuk says, Leiv melochim v'sarim b'yad Hashem. So he, what comes out of his mouth, is actually our nearest to Nevuah. I don't know about the guys in the coffee room, how near they are, but the Pasuk says what comes out, he's not him, he's a puppet. If we haven't got this lesson yet, when will we learn it? There's no Prime Minister and there's no nothing. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam making Yin ill. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants another. The well-known Gemara in Brachas, Nun Tes Omad Aleph, Omer Rebbe Lechsander, Omer Rebbe Shua Ben Levi, Lo Yinivru Ura Eimim El Alafashe Takmumiyas Shebelev Shenema Hoi Lekim Oso Sheyiru Milafonov. And the Marashah says over there that the Gemara is talking about thunder, which is Dovo Hamachrid Beyoisa, something which is most frightening, the Ein Yodua Boy Toyeles Le'olam. There is no known constructive reason and purpose for it. And it's very frightening. Dovo Hamachrid Beyoisa. So Reb Chaim Velozhin, we learn this, Elikim also, Sheyiru Milafonov. From the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Gemara quotes this passage, we're not supposed to be scared of thunder. When a person hears thunder, he's supposed to be Sheyiru Milafonov, that I should be afraid of the Ribbono Shel Olam. When the Ribbono Shel Olam does things, Reb Elias says in Parashas Yisrael, why does it rain after thunder? Because the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to give us bracha. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants to give us rain. We're not always zeicha to it. So the Rebbein Shem brings Dovah HaMachrit, Sheyiru Melefanov. This should bring Anova. When you bring Anova, comes Bracha. So the way we're Zeicha to reign is through the Siyata Dishmaya of the Mid of Anova. What happens if somebody would skip the thunder and he would jump to the Anova? Well, he'll get Bracha without the thunder. That's where L'chayre, we are today, we've not had any greater thunder. We don't need any more thunder. The quicker we jump to this bracha, then the better off we will be. In fact, at the next Perek Mem Tes Pasuk Aleph, Vayikro Yaakov El Bonov Vayoyme He'osu Vagida Lochem Eisa Sheyikro Eschem Ba'achris Hayomim. That Yaakov called them, and he said, "Esa sheyikro eschem." Now the Targum translate these words, "Esa sheyikro eschem," "Yos di yora yoschoin," that which will happen to them. In other words, "Esa sheyikro" is miloshon mikre, a happening. So a number of Mefarshim ask, if it's a loshon of happening, it should be spelt with a hey. Mikre is with a hey. Yikro eschem should be yud kuf reish hey. And instead the Pasuk says, Esa sheyikro eschem, yud kuf, resh, aleph. Zotrib shamshim refol hersh, because every mikra with a hey is a mikra with an aleph. Every happening is the Ribbono shel Olam talking to us and calling us for attention. And the quicker we say hineni, the quicker the Ribbono shel Olam can take away, okay, you know I'm here, okay. So I'll hands off. And in Mitzvah Shem, this will follow with tremendous bracha. With this also, we can understand Pasuk in Taka Yisocha, where we started with. In Perek Mem Tes, Pasuk Tes Vov. Vayar menucha kitoi vesa'aretz kinoimo. Vayet shechmoy lispoil vayhi lamas oibet. And a number of Mefarshim asked the kasha over here. Vayar menucha kitoi, which is normally translated Menucha, Yisocha saw rest was good, Vayet Sheikh Moilispoil. And he put his shoulder, Vayhi Lamas Oyved, he became a worker. There's a paradox, I don't understand. If he saw rest is good, well, he should put his feet up, not get down to work. How do we translate this possible? And Rav Elia Meir Bloch, Rashivin tells in Shuri Das, says that this question is really based on a fundamental translation mistake. Menucha does not mean rest. Rest is generally not in the everyday expression, is not referred to as a constructive experience. Rest is stepping back from doing something positive. So to Rabbi Meir Bloch, this cannot be. Because the Pasuk tells us in Bereshis, in Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis, Vayechal Elikim Bayim Shim Lachta Asher Osa, Zot Rashi, well known, Ma Hoya Olam Chosa, what was the world missing? Menucha. Bo Shabbos, Bo Menucha. Now if Menucha rest, in the general terminology, is as we understand it, just means refraining from action, well then, what does it mean, the world was missing rest? Well, just stop doing what you're doing, and then you have rest. If Chazal tell us the world was missing Menucha, Menucha is obviously something, a constructive, an active experience. What does this mean? And I think the more apt translation would be, Menucha is a tranquility produced by the correct calibration, which means, if a watch, not a digital watch, a good old watch, is working but not working, so you take it to the watchmaker of old, what did he do? He took off the glass and he cleaned the cogs. Why? Because the cogs want to turn, and they're not turning smoothly because there's dust in the way. So he cleans them out, and then the cogs turn smoothly. Action, our masim, our deeds, are sometimes not smooth. Our avodas Hashem is not flowing. Why? Because we have disturbances and we have machshavos and we have distractions. And then we get ideas of alternative purposes and other things to aim at and do. And that's not a tranquil experience. And menucha does not mean sitting with our feet up. We say in Shabbos Mincha, menuchas ava nedova, menuchas emes v'emuna, menuchas sholem v'shalva v'hashkeit v'vetach, menucha shalema sho'a torot sebo. What is menucha shalema that the Rebbeinu Shem wants? Sitting with our feet up, with a pile of magazines? It can't be. It must be activity, but focused. And on Shabbos we have this opportunity to cut out business, cut out Olam Hazeh, cut out the distraction. And when we can focus on what we are here to do, then our Avodas Hashem is smooth. We've cleaned the cogs. They can turn smoothly. We're motivated for our davening. We're motivated for our learning. We're motivated in our chesed. Because we are focused. And that tranquility is called menucha. And this is what the pasuk means. Yisocha bayar menucha ki toiv. Yisocha managed to focus on his avodas Hashem and it was so good. So what's the outcome? You want more of it. He's running. He's early for davening. Because he appreciates davening. He's not running out somewhere. He knows this is Olam Haba. There's nowhere else I'm going to run to. Why run away from this experience? He's excited for his shir and he'll prepare for the shir. Because there's nothing better than this. And that's why Vayar Menucha Kitoiv Vayet Sheikh Maylis Boil Vayhila Mas Oibi. Maybe we can very quickly throw in Perek Mem Tes Pasuk Chof Ches. After the brachos, Kol Eile Shifte Yisrael Shneim Oso Vayvarech Oisom Ish Asher Kibirchosoi Berach Oisom. And Rashi tells us over here the end of Pasuk Chof Ches. Yochil Shlei Kolam Kulam B'chol HaBrachos Talmud Leima Berach Oisom. Each of the Shvatim had an individual bracha. And then at the end we have that they were all grouped together, Talmud Loma, Asher, Kibichosoi, Berach, Oisom, they were all benched with all the brachas. Frekt sich the obvious kashet. If they were all combined with all the brachas anyway, so what was the point of individual brachas? Because at the end anyway you're going to wrap them all up with everybody else's brachas. And I was reminded of this vot as the clock banged 12. And this famous or infamous Brexit word clicked in. Because somewhere between 30 and 35 years ago, I heard a shiur from Reb Mordechai Miller, Zecher Tzadik Livracha of Gateshead, when the winds were starting to prick up motion of an EU, of a united Europe. And he spoke then on Parshas Nosoi about the improbability of the Swiss, the Italian, the Spanish, and the Turkish developing the same mindset and culture, and the impossibility of such an imagination. The nakuda is, we're short of time, the nakuda is that every shevet and every yochid has individual talent and individual skills, individual brachos, individual potential. And these were the individual brachas that Yaakov Avinu was focusing on. He was laying the groundwork for Shtelling Avek, each of the Shvatim, with each of their individual strengths and places of Avoida. The Klal Yisrael is a unique combination. We have, for example, the Machtzis HaShekel, where every Yid had to give a half. You couldn't give a whole. There was a message that I am only a half of a whole. I'm part of Klal Yisrael. Achdus and Klal Yisrael is what we all know. So in other words, there are two sides to me. There is myself as an individual, and there is myself as part of Klal Yisrael. And these two aspects may not be a contradiction. They mustn't be a contradiction. I have my personal skills, my personal talents, my personal brachos, my personal challenges, which are to perfect my personal avoida. Talmud Lema Asher Kevichosoi Beirach Oysom means that Yaakov Avinu benched them to understand that their personal talents were not there to further their own personal agenda and successes, but their own talent was there to serve Klal Yisrael as a whole. So I have my personal avoda and my personal strengths, and then I'm programmed and challenged to use these strengths, not as a personal agenda, but as part of Klal Yisrael. So the Talmud Loma Asher Kibichosei Berach Oysom means that they were benched to understand their individual strengths and success as individuals, but then to understand that the purpose of that success is to be used as part of a Klal Yisrael, not as individuals. Okay, I have to stop over here. Shkoyach, the Shabbos, shkoyach. Okay.